Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, our guest tonight is Ustaz Dr. Nurul Haq Shahir, a consultant on religion for the United Nations in Malaysia. The time of Ramadan and Shawwal is often a time that Muslims come together at mosques and homes. But this year it's been quite different, and perhaps this period of social distancing will allow for opportunities for Muslims to reflect on how the pandemic has tested their faith. So welcome to the show, Ustaz. Assalamualaikum. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Now, in the early stages of the pandemic, Ustaz, some Muslims had argued that COVID was created by God to warn and punish humanity for its sins, and that this meant that fighting the pandemic was futile and that Muslims should rely on God to protect the righteous. Now, Ustaz, how do you see the balance between, say, precaution towards the pandemic, but also a reliance on God?
Okay. One thing here is that our world is facing a great danger that threatens the lives of millions of people around the world due to the growing spread of the coronavirus pandemic, okay? While we reaffirm the role of medicine and scientific research in fighting this pandemic, we should not forget to seek refuge in God Almighty as we face this severe crisis. And I call people around the world, especially in Malaysia, to pray, to observe fast, and to do good deeds to end this pandemic. And it has been interpreted by some as a punishment from God, but let's not do God's job here. Okay?
We are here. It seems very interesting that, you know, this pandemic is just one of many instances where some people of a religious turn of mind interpret natural phenomena like earthquakes and tsunamis, in this case a pandemic, as something that comes from outside their sphere of control. They attribute it to God, or they give moral judgments on it. I mean, is there a mindset issue here? This unwillingness to see natural phenomena as natural phenomena, wanting to attribute religious meaning to these events?
Well, Malaysians generally are very religious oriented. So it comes naturally that everything that is happening, especially the coronavirus pandemic, people would try to attribute the fears, the insecurity, to God. That is something natural. But we should take it positively. The people, as people of faith, let us beseech God, the Almighty, instead of blaming Him, we beseech Him to safeguard the entire world, to help us to overcome this pandemic, to restore security, stability, prosperity, so that once this pandemic crisis is over, our world may become a better place for humanity and for human fraternity than ever before.
Ustaz, I'm just wondering, what are some of the conversations that you're hearing within the faith community that have been sparked by the current pandemic? What is the faith community looking at, focused on, and talking about?
Okay, they are talking. One of the concerns is that they see this the implementation of the MCO is a violation of religious rights and freedom. Okay, it is not. Okay, it's not a violation of religious liberty. And to argue otherwise puts life at risk. Because we are a people of faith and reason, and that heeding the government's orders to suspend religious services is eminently reasonable, and it does not in any way attack or undermine our faith. Okay, and this includes the suspension of Friday prayers, which currently are still being suspended in some states. Even in Kuala Lumpur, the dispensation to perform Friday prayers are limited to not more than 30 people. Okay. And rest be assured that this suspension is in line with our religious virtues and teaching, because it hinges upon the threat to life. Okay. And in Islam, whenever there is strong assumption that your life is in danger, if you are engaged in certain activities, especially in any forms of ritual, then then you are dispensed from performing that ritual. As long as the fear factors remain, the suspension should stay.
Ustaz, I want to ask you about the fact that that these feelings are prevalent, that, you know, people, and this is not just among Muslims, it's many faith communities around the world. We've seen fundamentalist Christian preachers arguing against sensible public health responses and so on and so forth. I mean, it's not unique these responses or these reactions to the public health directives. But where does it come from? Is it a lack of understanding of science? Is it a reliance on religious authorities, the specific leaders that are saying, ignore government, do what you think is important? Where is this dissent coming from?
I would say the fervor to the religious fervor. For example, the Catholics, the communion on tongue, they give the communion on tongue. Some of my Catholic friends, they express their dissatisfaction because they normally receive the communion in tongue instead of hand, and because of this pandemic and this MCO, this restriction, they can no longer receive the body of the Lord appropriately. So I believe this is something to do not just mindset, but is the religious fervor that is deep seated inside one's soul. Okay. The current MCO in position make that the spiritual nourishment is somehow restricted. So that could be the contributing factors.
All right, Ustaz, we're going to ask you to stay on the line for a little bit. We're going to take a quick break and continue this conversation in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.